ST segment elevation, STEMI. The condition is most commonly caused by an occlusive thrombus in a coronary vessel, resulting in complete occlusion of the oxygen supply in a part of the myocardium, causing necrosis of the myocardium, death of cardiac muscle. The incidence of ST-elevated myocardial infarction increases with age. Diagnosis is made based on symptoms, 12-lead ECG, and blood tests. Cardiac markers, shown in the blood results, will rise a few hours after the infarction and remain high for 7 to 10 days. Echocardiography shows reduced movement in the ventricle as signs of ischemia or necrosis, and coronary angiography will indicate the degree of occlusion in the coronary arteries. Signs and symptoms. Patients commonly present with chest pain, which is retrosternal and is not relieved by nitrates. Nausea and vomiting are common, and the patient may feel sweaty and clammy. There is a risk of sudden death following an ST-elevated myocardial infarction within the first few hours because of serious arrhythmias, heart failure, shock, and rupture of the heart muscle. The most life-threatening arrhythmia is ventricular fibrillation. Patients often describe an overwhelming sense of doom and are fearful of dying. Longer-term consequences of an ST-elevated myocardial infarction include anxiety and depression with altered self-esteem, concerns about the role in the workplace, in the family, and fear of the future. Medical treatment. Tissue damage occurs in the first 4 to 6 hours after the chest pains begin. It is therefore important that the patient receives revascularization therapy to open the narrowed blood vessels and to reduce the extent of damage to the myocardium. Delayed treatment increases morbidity and mortality. Fast hospital admission allows for revascularization using primary percutaneous coronary intervention, or PPCI, and this should be undertaken within 90 minutes of arrival at the hospital. Revascularization with PPCI reopens an occluded coronary artery with a catheter. Both the radial artery and the femoral artery are used as insertion sites for the catheter. The radial artery is associated with fewer complications, but is more technically demanding than the femoral artery. A balloon is inflated inside the occluded area of the artery. The vessel expands and a stent is inserted in the area to keep the vessel open and to prevent further occlusion. If PPCI is not available locally, patients should be treated with thrombolytic therapy, clot-busting drugs, within 30 minutes of onset of the symptoms. Revascularization with thrombolytic therapy dissolves the thrombus so that the blood supply to the damaged area is increased, thus reducing ischemic damage and aims to preserve the myocardium.